Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, 'Hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah, who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, "We are delivered," only to go on doing these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The prophet Jeremiah has been given a difficult task. Go to the temple and declare a word of judgment against it and against the people coming through its gates. For the temple had become a place where the leaders were robbing the people of true worship of God in their hearts and in their actions. Their posture to God was not of humble people relying on their rescuer and redeemer, who had desires to prosper them and then have them reflect his righteousness and mercy to the whole world. They had gone their own way. And God would not and will not be mocked. God sees through the veneer of only outward worship into the heart of his people. God sees that they tried to honor them with their mouths, but their hearts and their actions were far from him. They had turned the physical building of the temple into an idol and a false sense of security by being inside its walls. Because of their idolatry and following other gods, the Almighty God Yahweh would render judgment and bring destruction upon the temple due to their evil deeds and turning their back on their Savior. His people had forgotten to listen to his voice. They had forgotten the source of their salvation and protection. They are trusting in false securities. An almighty loving God calls them to repent and return. Throughout Jeremiah, he prophesied how the people of Judah and Israel were slow to listen, and yet God abounds in mercy and forgiveness. Our Savior Jesus faced much of the same situation with the religious leaders of his day. Jesus quotes from Jeremiah 7 during Holy Week from Matthew chapter 21. Matthew records, "And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, 'It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers.' And the blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that Jesus did and the children crying out in the temple, 'Hosanna to the Son of David,' they were indignant. And they said to him, 'Do you hear what these are saying?' And Jesus said to them, 'Yes, have you never read, out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise.'" By God's grace, Jerusalem was again a city some 600 years after Jeremiah. The temple had been rebuilt. God had again showed himself to be gracious and merciful, abounding in love for the world. But not all was right. Jesus comes to the temple in Jerusalem and brings judgment on the worship practices of his day that resembled those in the days of Jeremiah. Jesus disrupts the system by which worshipers at the temple were accessing animals to sacrifice. Jesus judges the temple's corrupt system and foreshadows its complete destruction to come later. He takes aim at the heart of the temple's activity, the offering of sacrifices which were done without honoring God's plan for forgiveness and salvation, there in the Messiah, Jesus. Jesus quoted both Isaiah and Jeremiah. He points us to future salvation of all people in Isaiah and the judgment of false worship and those who have turned a deaf ear to the Lord in Jeremiah chapter 7. That leaders rejecting God and his plan for salvation had rejected God's plan for salvation from sin, but that God was present in a person, not in a building. For the fullness of God was on display in the life of Jesus and soon in his death and resurrection. The reign of God was in full display in Jesus Christ. Jeremiah and Jesus' words are those that attuned ears can hear us to calls of repentance. We repent of our sin of rejecting Jesus and his true identity of God's Son and Israel's and ours true King. For this rejection would lead to the cross and Jesus' death. And it is that refusal and rejection of the Christ that will bring upon them the judgment of God. A word of caution and repentance for sure. But there is hope. As Jeremiah would point to the Messiah and other prophecies, Matthew gives us the glimpse of our loving Savior. After Jesus' act in words of condemnation, he heals. Jesus shows mercy on those who come to them in their lowliness, and later his grace was shown to the world at the cross. There Jesus won for us forgiveness of sins, our sins of idolatry, waywardness, mistreatment of others, stealing, murder, adultery, and lying. For those sins he died that we might be forgiven and join in true worship of our Almighty God, who keeps his promises and delivers them to us. For those who repent, for those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus, God saves. For those whom cling and confess that Jesus is Lord, there is forgiveness. There's Jesus' healing. So too, Jesus heals those who come to them in their helplessness and receive his forgiveness and grace. The Almighty God's grace, healing, and restoration come in Jesus alone. God's grace and forgiveness for repentant sinners comes and delivered through the cross for us. And in that, Jesus provides a home for eternity, but also a home on this earth. By the Holy Spirit, Jesus' church is a place where we hear the good news that we are delivered and have a place where we belong and reminded of God's grace and transformed. God's word calls us to believe in God's plan and his love for us and forgiveness, and that this is enough for us. That we too stop sacrificing our lives to idols of the day, and we pray that God opens our ears to his words of truth and forgiveness. Jesus is ready to think on me and you and receive and restore us. Jesus is our health and life. May God grant us ears to hear and mouths to confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and in him alone do we know the way to the Father. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Chad Shishke, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.